This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Georgia O'Keeffe and Alfred Stieglitz were a couple for over 30 years, from 1918, when they met and came together in New York City, until his death in 1946. Now, it was the central relationship and the most passionate one in both their lives. The two artists spent quite a bit of time apart. A dramatic reading of the correspondence between O'Keeffe and Stieglitz will be presented next Saturday night, December 28th, at the O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe. With us is the director of the reading, Kent Kirkpatrick. Kent, good morning.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
Thanks.
First of all, the letters were selected from a collection that was published in 2011.
That's correct. O'Keeffe, when she died, she stipulated that her letters would not be opened for 20 years. So it was not until 2007, I believe, that an entire body of letters was actually revealed, and then they have been edited and published several different collections of them. This particular section that we're doing is 1916 to 1930. It's only the Lake George period, the first part of their relationship.
Lake George being the area where Stieglitz was already established.
Correct. The Stieglitz family home was in Lake George, New York. And once they became a couple, they would spend a lot of time up there, especially in the summers. And she did a lot of painting up there, actually.
So these letters cover the personal life between these two as well as the creative life.
Correct. She talks about what they had for supper, and she also talks about the painting she's working on today, and she's frustrated with the green painting, and at the end of the day, she scrapes all the paint off, and so she's communicating with him her process, but also daily life. So there's a really wonderful, holistic quality to these letters, that it's not just her art. It's not just the stereotypes that we have about her. It's her whole person, and his, too.
You know. And it's interesting also how the personalities are revealed through the way they express themselves in the letters.
Absolutely. It's surprising how expressive she is. Her letters are, the syntax is not perfect, but it's almost poetry. In many ways, when I read these letters and then I look at the paintings, the way she uses words or the way she uses line and color and shape. She communicates an essence that's so interesting and so powerful that you don't need all the prepositional clauses.
And neither did the reader of the letter.
Right.
What do you learn about Alfred Stieglitz?
You see him being very supportive of her, especially in the early years. He basically discovered her and made her a star. The particular era that we're covering, which only goes until 1930, towards the end of that time, when she is suffering over her decision to, she decides to come to New Mexico, he says in the letters, I want you to be yourself. I want you to go. But at the same time, you can hear the subtext of, but not really. You know, in relationships, we do that. You know,
right.
if your partner, if your wife is going to start leaving you and you're 65 years old, that sets up some fear. And even though he doesn't say those, you get a definite sense of it in these letters.
And of course, in fact, when she went to New Mexico, he did not follow her there.
He did not. He never came.
Tell us a little bit, Kent, about the reading itself. What is the format?
There are two actors and a narrator in the gallery at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, which is one of the most exciting things about this. To have the words read in the presence of the paintings is a very, very exciting thing to me. You know, some of the early paintings she did in 1916, almost 100 years ago, which is not a long time in the history of the world, but in, you know, our lives, that's a long time. But they become really alive and really fresh. And then to hear the words that she wrote, spoken out loud in the presence of the paintings around you, makes them all come alive in this really wonderful way.
Kent Kirkpatrick is the director and narrator of Far Away Nearest One, a reading of the correspondence between Georgia O'Keeffe and Alfred Stieglitz. It's taking place next Saturday, December 28th at 6 p.m. in the galleries at the O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe. For reservations, go to o'keeffemuseum.org or call 946-1039. Kent, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.